Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
Hey, it's J. Stu here at Sketchbook Comics once again with the lovely Sarah.
Hello again.
And we're here on another comic book store adventure with our good friend, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? I like the fact that you had to look at your cue card, as you were saying, with our friend, Jeff. Like, my name was written down there. Like, you haven't been here 1,000 times. No,
we were just talking about concussions and memory loss. I think it hit me.
Yep.
Few things to talk about today. Today, as we're recording this, DC made an announcement about some Hanna-Barbera properties
that are
coming out. Reimagined for the new millennium.
Yeah, reimagined for today. Yeah. Scooby-Doo, which I think is going to be called Scooby Apocalypse. I keep saying think. That's what it's called. But Johnny Quest... And I think about 7 other properties.
Yeah.
Like Herculoids and Space Ghost and Birdman and Frankenstein Jr. and a handful of others are being, I believe, packaged as Future Quest. Wacky Races is being packaged as Wacky Raceland. Something to that effect.
Yeah.
And the Flintstones.
Yeah. And I love the Flintstones art they put out for it.
Yeah, the redesign looks like it was done by Amanda Connor.
Yeah.
It looks, you know... I'm a huge, huge Hanna-Barbera fan, but of all the Hanna-Barbera stuff, my least favorite is probably the Flintstones. And I think probably because I liked the Honeymooners, I wouldn't say a lot, but I liked the Honeymooners, and it's so derivative of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was never a huge fan of the Flintstones, but, you know, I look at that picture that she did, and I think she gets it. I think she captures it all. I think the charm and the characteristics of the characters are there. You know, you've got... Dino as a dog, like, sleeping at his master's feet, and, and Fred still looks like Schlub Fred.
Yeah.
You know, and Wilma still looks like Wilma, and they all look like each other. And then you've got Bam Bam about to smash the toe of a big dinosaur that's just standing off screen. And I'm like, yeah, this feels like the Flintstones. Absolutely. I can kind of picture it going in my head. And yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be too bad. Even Sarah is excited about it.
Actually, yeah. More excited about the Scooby-Doo than the Flintstones, because I was always more of a fan of Scooby-Doo than the Flintstones. But
there's a lot of people hating on it online.
Yeah.
I think it's a bunch of old men who just, you know, for lack of a better term, bitch and moan online. That's what I think it is. You know, you can't change my childhood. Well, you haven't been watching it for 30 years, so who cares? You know, what's it matter if we change it now?
Yeah, Shaggy doesn't look like a hippie anymore.
No, he doesn't look like a hippie. He looks like somebody from today.
Yeah.
He's got his beard and his mustache, and he's got some tattoos, and Fred's got some tattoos. And
oh, he's not so much a hippie anymore, but a hipster.
He's closer to hipster now than hippie, and that's fine, because that's what it would be if it was created today. Don't look at it as an update. Look at it as if the Flintstones were created today, as if Shaggy or Scooby and Shaggy were created today. And,
yeah.
You know, I love the fact that Velma looks like she has a drone with a camera instead of a magnifying glass. And, I mean, the whole concept is that they're trying to, I don't so much solve mysteries as they're trying to deal with real monsters now.
Yeah.
So the only thing in the picture, and we discussed this a little while ago, that I'm not a big fan of is the fact that Daphne and Fred have guns.
Yeah.
I need to see more. I'm not writing it off,
right.
And I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying I need to see more. If they're real guns, then I don't think I like it, because I don't want them to have guns. They've never had guns. If it's more monster fighting or some sort of detection equipment, absolutely, I'm all for that.
Yeah,
I have
like
no issues
said,
with
like
that.
If it were Ghostbusters, like...
Exactly. If it's something like the Ghostbusters, you know, the I can't think what they're called right now. Drawing a blank. But if
proton
something like the proton packs, then I'm fine with that. Yeah. Big geek cred there.
I wonder what the updated Mystery Machine is going to look like.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I hope it looks very similar.
I hope they don't change it too much,
because,
I mean, that's just iconic.
Yeah, I agree.
But tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the team on it, like Jim Lee and Howard Porter and
Keith Giffen are the writers, and Howard Porter's the artist on it. Yeah, I'm down with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Giffen is a good writer, and he'll have some fun with it, and I think he'll probably keep it relatively close. I mean,
well, because the original Scooby-Doo is a little campy.
Yep.
Oh, a little.
So, Okay, a lot.
And,
can't be.
And I'm sure he'll build some of that into it, man.
Yeah.
Keith Giffen's well known for putting humor in stuff.
Oh,
so.
God. Ambush Bug and the humorous Justice League in the 80s.
I don't know enough about the artists like you two do, so I'm just going with what you guys say.
Oh, it's a good choice. It's a good choice.
All for it.
And I'm excited for that future Quest. Johnny Quest combined with like Space Ghost and Birdman.
Yeah.
That screams huge potential to me. And they've got a good team on it. Jeff Parker's the writer, and Doc Shaner is the artist.
That's cool.
And Doc Shaner relaunched Flash Gordon at Dynamite recently, and it was great because of his art. So it fits this really, really well. But yeah, all those people complaining, where have you been for 30 years? This stuff hasn't been relative in decades. So them changing it now, how is this an issue?
Is it? Do you have the same feeling because they're doing the remake of Ghostbusters? Do you feel the same way about that?
I don't think the Ghostbusters should be done because it's still something people, boom. It's like it's like Wizard of Oz. If you put the Wizard of Oz on, people sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
If you put Ghostbusters on, people sit down and watch it. If you put Scooby-Doo meets the WWE on, nobody sits down and watches it.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I have Netflix. Never saw it. If I did, I probably just went right
by. John Cena and Scooby isn't anything anyone's looking for.
The last one Diana and I watched was Scooby-Doo Meets Kiss.
Okay, see?
See? Not really looking for that either.
No.
You know?
No.
That almost goes back to like when they had like Scooby-Doo Meets the Harlem Globetrotters or Don Knotts.
It does.
Or
Batman.
You know, Scooby-Doo has always had those kind of crossovers.
Yeah.
But the reality is nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
No, back then it was something big, but now
it's not like that they're doing anything out of character by matching them up with the WWE. Not at all. But it's just nobody cares anymore.
Right.
If you put Johnny Quest on, what kid even knows who Johnny Quest is?
True.
Yeah.
None of them do. So why is changing it a bad thing at all?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. If you think that your everything you love from being a child is being destroyed, well, go watch it again.
Yeah.
And don't read the new comics. Or read the new comics, and maybe you'll dig them, and then you can go back and watch the other and go, you know what, this one's cool too, for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just people like to complain.
Yeah.
Well, I do too sometimes, but this is just one of those ones where I'm like, no. But Ghostbusters, to me, I'm like, my biggest issue with Ghostbusters is by making it an all-female one of what was already a classic movie,
I think you've
set them up to fail. Whereas I'm like, just give them a good movie. Just a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you setting them up for a bad one? And maybe it won't be. And if it's good, I'll be the first to admit it.
Yeah.
But in all honesty,
give it a shot.
I'm not a huge fan of comedies that are being made more often than not nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
I still can't bring myself to watch The New Vacation.
Oh, you're lucky. Because I did.
Oh.
Actually, I didn't. Okay. I'm okay with that then. Okay.
Yeah, and see, I love the vacation movies, even the bad ones I like.
Yeah,
me too.
I can't bring myself to watch the new one. I haven't been able to yet, so.
You're very wise, sir.
Oh, good. Good to know.
Now, talking about movies a little bit, we've talked a little bit in the last few weeks or so. There was a Suicide Squad trailer out last week. And I know you were super impressed
with it. Yeah, it was great.
It was, yeah.
I'm pretty excited for that movie. I mean, reality is, before they dropped the first big, real Superman Batman trailer, Suicide Squad is what I was most excited for.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Will Smith as Deadshot had me excited. Jared Leto as the Joker has me excited. I know a lot of people like to hate on his look, but everybody hated on Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So my mentality is we let him roll with what he wants to do and we judge it when we've seen it.
Yeah.
Judging him based on a picture is ridiculous and childish.
Yeah.
But yeah, Suicide Squad's one of my favorite things, comic-wise. The old 80s one that John Ostrander wrote.
I read it too.
So I'm super, super psyched about the movie. And all this trailer did was make me more happy.
Well, see, I had a theory because we watched that Kevin Smith special of introducing all the DC movies.
Yep.
And we were wondering, or we had been talking about who the Suicide Squad was going to be going up against. And I think they're going up against Joker.
I think that's who it's going to end up being.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah.
Yep.
And were you one of these, speaking of people that were upset, you weren't one of these people that were upset about how Harley's portrayed, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I have no issues with how Harley's portrayed.
Yeah, same here.
I think it looks fairly similar, how Harley's portrayed right now in the comics. Is she portrayed like she is in Batman the Animated Series? Nope. And boy, am I happy about that. I hated Harley in that TV show. I hated Harley prior to the New 52.
I remember
every
that
time too. She was connected to the Joker, I despised her. Just, yeah. Terrible character. now I think she's a great character. Very much so. So, no, I have no issues with it. None. I don't care that she doesn't have the accent, or at least you don't get the impression that she has the accent from the trailer.
Yeah.
She has, what, three lines in the trailer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just may not hear it at that point.
True. True. And what did you think about, I can't believe they have it already, but the finished Wonder Woman footage that's out there already.
I thought that was great, too.
Yeah.
That made me pretty happy.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, as I watched that, I thought, this is cool. It feels like it's throwing back a little bit to the Linda Carter TV show in some of the stuff. And I love the fact they're doing it during World War One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I love that. Because that's when a lot of that stuff came out, was World War II. But with Wonder Woman, they threw it back a little further, I believe. So, yeah, I have no issues with that at all. I'm super excited for that movie now.
And we were both saying that Marvel should actually watch its back now with the movies that come out from DC.
Oh, God, I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Marvel's put out some really good movies.
Yeah.
They put out a dud, too. I mean, as much as people like to say they haven't had dropped the ball yet, they absolutely have. It still made money, so it doesn't show up as a bomb. But Age of Ultron is terrible.
It gets a lot of bad reviews.
Horrible movie.
Yeah.
Did you finally see it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There are some good scenes in it, and there are some good character moments in it. Overall, the whole movie is junk. And all it did was make me question the sanity of fans when it comes to Civil War. Because people are all, like, getting all emo about that scene where Captain America says, he's my friend, Tony. And he's like, I thought I was. Not if you watch any of the previous movies, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not friends. They're work acquaintances, at best. They never get along.
That's true.
And that whole scene where they're like, let's put Jarvis in this new, more powerful body. And Cap is like, this is a dumb idea. You know what? Cap's right. Stupid idea.
Everybody should listen to Captain America.
Let's see. We're trying to stop a killer robot in a giant metal body that we created by accident.
Oops.
Maybe the best way to fight that is create another one on purpose. Cap's right, Tony. You're a moron. There's nothing right about that thinking.
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just terrible movie.
See, I liked it, but at the same time, like, there were moments that were good.
That's exactly it. There's some very good character moments.
But they're few and far between.
Yes.
It was too jokey.
And the beginning of that movie, man, there are video games that look better than that whole thing where they're going through the forest after Hydra. It looks so bad.
Yeah.
The CGI is just terrible. And the, oh, yeah. Let's stop talking about it. It's making me angry.
All right. I'll try and get you back on track with the happy mood. You finally saw The Flash.
I did. I watched all of season one. It is probably my favorite comic book, TV, movie, anything that is in actual comic books.
Okay, I still have to watch the whole...
Yeah, The Flash is fantastic. I like it better than Daredevil, and Daredevil was my favorite.
See, and I love Daredevil, but I want to watch... The only episode I watched of the new Flash was when Mark Hamill reprised his role as Trickster, because...
It's Mark Hamill.
It's Mark Hamill.
How long did it take you to go through it?
I don't know, maybe 3 days.
Oh, wow. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. I started on a weekend.
Yeah.
I plowed through a whole bunch of it.
Oh, wow.
And then another evening or something like that. I loved it. He's just... And all it comes down to is it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes being the Flash. There's no angst. There's no anger. He's the Flash because it's fun. And most importantly, he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He's happy to help people.
Yeah, it's not...
I loved it.
Not this tragic hero thing.
No, nothing tragic.
I don't want to do it, but I have to.
His mom was killed when he was a kid, and people were like, well, that's what... That's not what makes him the Flash. He was already investigating that. He was already worried about that. He's the Flash because he got the powers, and he likes them, and he likes helping people. It's so good. And some of the little characters that they put in that are other DC characters, everything that I disliked about Gotham, and I didn't mind Gotham season one, I just think they blew it when it came to their ability to just throw Easter eggs in for fans. You know, the assassin that chases Selina and Bruce down at the manor. Okay, we'll call her Julie. There are 8,000 assassins in the DC universe. Name her one of them.
Yeah.
Pick
you know, that kind of stuff. They missed the boat on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
whereas the Flash doesn't. Everybody is somebody. I mean, dude he works with is Vibe, effectively. And,
that's cool.
The other girl, the girl he works with is Killer Frost in the comics. I'm like, this is fantastic. These are all something. And the whole slow burn mystery of the Reverse Flash is just fantastic through the entire season.
I know what I'm watching this week.
You need to watch Flash.
I really do.
Can't state it enough. Gorilla Grodd is phenomenal. And I hate him in the comics.
Yep.
I think he's a dumb villain. He's so, so good in the TV show. And they give you that little, I don't even want to call it slow burn, because it's just a couple of little snippets on the way to him showing up that are just so good and make it so much better on the payoff. I'll be honest. I thought Grodd was going to be that villain in the TV show you only see in shadow. You know, out comes an arm, you know, type of thing.
Like what they did in Smallville with Doomsday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
They just dropped that big-ass monkey right there where we could see. He looks fantastic. Oh, my God, I loved him. He was so good. Yeah, that show is fantastic. And I've heard the second season is really good, too.
So far, yeah.
I wait until the seasons are over, so you know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Diana loves it, too. That's like the one show we watch together.
That's good.
Now.
That's good. Like, I like Arrow, and I'll watch DC Legends of Tomorrow. I haven't heard a whole lot about that one yet, but there's some characters in it I love, so I'll watch it.
It was good.
But Arrow, I really like Arrow. Arrow's got nothing on Flash.
Oh, wow.
Nothing on Flash.
Right. I gotta watch Arrow, too.
Yeah.
Arrow's a good show. I enjoy it a lot. Flash is way better.
Yeah,
Flash just embraces
really
the fact that he's a superhero, and he's happy about it.
I would embrace being a superhero.
Hells yes.
Oh, my God. That was the one thing I never
understood about. I want to be a superhero right now.
Yeah.
If I didn't think a radioactive spider would actually kill me, because it would. If I didn't think getting lightning bolted and into a rack of chemicals would not just destroy my body completely and would actually give me super speed, I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd set it up right now. In the comic books and everything, where it's like you get these powers and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I don't want to be like this. Why not give them to me? I will gladly take your powers because that would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Like, superpower I always wanted more than... The standard question people ask, if you could have what superpower, what would it be? Would it be flight or would it be invisibility? I'm like, it'd be super speed.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
No, see, I have to disagree. I would pick flight.
Super speed. Super speed and hit a ramp.
Oh!
You're in flight for a moment or two?
Yep. But then you have to land at some point.
That's okay. You just keep running. The Flash has done all this stuff.
Good point. Okay.
And I want to spin my arms really fast and lift myself off the ground.
Yeah, but see, after watching Legends of Tomorrow, I so want to be Hawk Girl.
Oh, I love Hawkman. Don't get me wrong. I love Hawkman. But for me, Hawkman is more about the fact that when he's Hawkman, he's like a barbarian. And when he's Carter Hall, he's like this sophisticated, well-spoken man. I love that. That the dichotomy of the two very, very opposite personalities. But, super speed.
Could be the way to go.
You can fly if you want, but I'll still be there first.
I'll catch up. Flap my wings really hard.
Never catch up.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Now, I gotta imagine that you're super stoked Steve Rogers is coming back as Cap, finally.
I am. I'm very happy about that.
But they're keeping the Falcon, that's
they are,
too.
For the moment.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that lasts. Just like Falcon keeping the shield. It'll go back to Steve eventually. That's where it belongs. We all know it. They know it.
But they're going to de-age him again, I guess.
Yeah. That's because the whole thing was garbage, but...
I know. We've had discussions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does there need to be a Civil War 2?
Not even remotely.
I didn't think so either.
Nope. Nope, that's just trying to milk a movie.
Yep.
Yeah, Marvel, unfortunately, in a lot of ways, is throwing things at the wall just for the dollars. But...
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Exactly. It's what they do.
Keep watching them.
Oh, well, I read DC is what I do.
But. Yeah. Now, speaking of comics, what have you been reading? Because it's been a while since we've done one of these.
All right. Despite just saying that I read DC, that's what I do. I'll start with a Marvel book because I don't want people to think I hate Marvel all the time because they have many characters.
They do have some good stuff these days.
Mm-hmm. Drax, though, fantastic.
Still good?
Book.
Okay.
They're on issue 3 now. That book kills me. I hate Terax. Hate him. When he showed up at the end of the first issue, I just wanted him to get beat down in the first page or two of issue 2 and never see him again. He's in the entire page. He's in issues 2 and 3, and he's one of my favorite characters in that book.
Oh, wow.
Because they do things with him you've never seen them do. There's nothing like watching a cosmic former Herald of Galactus lamenting about the fact that he still has to urinate.
All right.
That in itself makes it all worthwhile.
You know what? I'm going to put that on my to-read list now.
Cool.
What else have I been reading? Grayson. I love that book. Robin War, I really enjoyed. And I think the end of it sets up kind of the next chapter for Grayson, I think is what it effectively does. Batman and Robin Eternal has been fantastic the whole time. But, you know, can't really be surprised by either of those books being on the stuff I've been reading since they're both for the 75th anniversary of Robin or Dick Grayson, however you want to put it. What else have I been reading? That's good. Batman's been fantastic. I mean, it's already been revealed what's happening in issue 50.
Yeah.
Same with Superman. So I'm excited about both of those. I got caught up on Sinestro last night, actually. And that's actually pretty fun, where he's just given a whole bunch of people Sinestro rings to help him repel an invasion of Earth.
Okay.
So, like, Scarecrow and Deathstroke and Harley Quinn and Wonder Woman and Superman, they all have Sinestro rings now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is actually... And Black Adam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is fantastic. I want them to keep these rings forever. They're not going to.
No.
But I want them to.
Oh, that's cool. Have you been reading Lois and Clark?
I haven't. I read the first one. I thought it was cool, but I haven't read any more of it since then.
Probably my favorite book out right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Titan Hunt has been interesting.
Yeah. Suited up as Nightwing again.
Yeah, and where they're basically showing you that the Titans existed before inside of... the DCU or whatever you want to call it, the new 52, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, the Titans existed, slightly different than they were in the Wolfman Perez run,
mm-hmm.
but very, very similar.
Yeah.
Although we don't have anywhere near all the details yet.
Right.
They're slowly piecing it together.
It's been interesting, though.
Yeah. I'm digging all new X-Men with the teenage versions,
mm-hmm.
mostly because Marvel Girl's not in it.
That's what you're saying.
So they don't
before,
focus
yeah.
on the book continuously. But they've added a bunch of other characters. Like, they brought in Kid Apocalypse and X-23, or the all-new Wolverine, is in
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And there's a girl whose name I'm not remembering at the moment. Yeah, I can't think of what her name is. I do remember reading it. I think it was the second or third issue. I thought, well, that was kind of interesting. And I don't know who she is, so now I want to know who she is. But it's been fun. They've got a basically a recreational vehicle that they drive around the country in.
Okay.
But they've also got a BAMF plugged into it so they can teleport to wherever they need to be.
Oh, wow.
And okay, then they have to take the BAMF out for food.
Oh, that's cool.
Mostly pizza.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's been good. Yeah, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head I've been reading from Marvel. I mean, there is stuff, but I'm not thinking of what it is at the moment. The first Illuminati I thought was good. I thought it was a neat take on it, telling it from Titania's point of view and wanting to go straight.
The latest issue of Star Wars, the Obi-Wan Kenobi flashback, was fantastic.
Was it?
Yeah, it was
I'm
great.
Just getting caught up on that. I'm halfway through the second trade right now, so I guess around 8 or 9.
Yeah, okay.
Issue 8 or maybe, where Luke's on the smuggler's moon, I think.
That's right, with all the lightsabers and stuff.
Yeah, they're chasing his lightsaber right now.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I remember at the very least.
Okay.
Han and Leia are doing something else that I don't remember. Because, quite frankly, I'm more interested in the Luke side of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure once I start reading, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right, that's what they're doing. But
that's cool.
Dark Knight 3, I'm digging that. People are huge on Superman American Alien. Yeah, I haven't read an issue of it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm waiting for the trade.
One of the kids that helps us out here, Daniel, yells at me every time. He's like, have you been reading this? I'm like, no. He's like, you got to read it. It's great. I'm like, I will. I just haven't.
At some point.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, there's a lot of good stuff coming out right now.
Yeah, definitely. but not Civil War II.
No, I don't understand the need for that, because there isn't one. That's really why I don't understand it at all.
It was like a once-in-a-lifetime awesome event they had, and...
It was awesome until the end.
Kind of like when they did Secret Wars 2.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible. Yeah, that was horrible, Secret Wars 2.
Oh, yeah.
Where Beyonder decided he was going to look like Steve Rogers, because, you know, that's the epitome of man.
But with Michael Jackson's hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But no, there was one point where he was blonde at first.
He was.
Yeah, and then he gave himself a fro afterwards.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
You don't have to catch up on that.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't.
Good.
Don't catch up on that. It's not relevant at all.
No.
Right. I can live with that.
Marvel's embarrassed by it to this day.
Of course. Although they just did an omnibus of it recently.
Yeah, they did. They'll sell anything if they think they can.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'll just take your word for it.
You know what is relevant, though?
What?
Jeff's store, Sketchbook Comics.
It is.
Absolutely.
People should come here and...
right in the heart of St. Catharines.
Yeah. Fantastic store, great people. They have
the heart.
Okay,
we are the heart.
Exactly.
I stand corrected. I am so sorry.
We are the only three people that have ever heard that phrase before. But Sketchbook
now
Comics is the heart of St. Catharines.
It's going to trend.
That's
now.
Right.
Watch it.
That's right. We're nice. Going viral.
Take off. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Jeff, thanks again for talking to us.
No worries.
Always a pleasure, and always enjoy hearing what you have to say about movies and comics.
Yep.
It's because I'm opinionated.
I like that, though. That's cool. And we'll talk again real soon.
All right, sounds good.
Right, thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.